Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God we're able to be together again as I continue on in a message that I began yesterday, dealing with anger. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of scripture as well as some practical help on a subject that really affects all of us, because there's many different kinds of anger, and we're in this study, we're going to be looking at what those consist of. Yesterday, I spent some time defining what anger is according to Webster. It's a strong feeling of displeasure, usually with elements of antagonism, and the synonyms that were given for it, which are shades of meaning of the similar concept, is ire, rage, fury, wrath, indignation. And indignation is righteous anger at what one considers unfair, mean, or shameful. For us as God's people, it's defined by God's word. And then there's wrath, and that implies rage or indignation, likely to suggest a desire or intent to revenge or punish. Now, today we're going to be looking with full understanding, with the Lord's help, that anger is part of our emotional makeup. Is it not true, the Word says, that God made man in His own image and likeness? So we're made like God. I still don't fully understand the depths of all that meaning. I mean, certainly we cannot, God is, He knows all things. In Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And yet, He's an emotional God. We know that from the Word of God. He loves. There is wrath and anger that He expresses. There is disappointment. There's sorrow. So He's a God. He's an emotional God. And so we have that aspect in our person. I never was much into Star Trek, but who was that? One of the characters, he was just, oh, he didn't have emotions. He was just intellectual. You know, I wasn't a fan of Star Trek. However, we've established that, yes, that's part of our nature, but in order to be healthy emotionally as well as spiritually, we have to recognize such feelings are not wrong. Sometimes that happens after a loved one passes away, a spouse or someone really close in the family circle, a child, or a brother or sister or something like that. Anger sometimes is part of that response. It's not logically called for, but it is some of the feelings that we can experience. Anger that they've left us. Anger that we didn't have a chance to, at ourselves perhaps, to do things differently than what we actually did, now that it is too late. But anger, it's a part of our lives. And so we have to learn to deal with these feelings of anger in all its shades, okay, all the various aspects and nuances of anger, in a way that is pleasing to God and in accordance with the counsel of God's word. Now, let me just pause for a minute. I think some Christians, I don't know if it's any of you, think it's wrong to get angry. And have you ever met, or perhaps maybe you are one of those, that, you know, the only response is to be loving? Well, we were going to see, according to God's word, what are the responses in this area of how we should be according to God's word. We think of gentle Jesus, meek and mild. And yes, He was the very epitome of God's love. There was no sin in him. He was perfect in every aspect of his humanity. And he was also very God. We may not understand, our little minds can't get our brains around that, but we accept it as true. We do not question and say, well, how is that possible? We don't go there because we don't elevate our brains, our logic, our mentality, our intelligence above that of the Almighty God. There are some things we just have to accept as fact, spiritual fact and truth, and by faith. And I know that is very offensive to people in the world because there are those that think the intellect is the altar they bow down before, the altar of intellectualism. And you find a lot of that in higher learning. I know I was there, the UCB, University of California, Berkeley, and it's a whole realm where man's mind is elevated and we can basically solve all the problems of the human race. That's where we're headed now in terms of science, technology. We could even conquer death. That might sound crazy, but there are those who are actively working on how not only to expand man's lifetime, but to destroy the ultimate enemy. Of course, we know that will never happen as God's people and from the Word of God. So the fact is, as we look at Jesus in the pages of his Word, he was not at all like the Messiah the Jews were expecting. That's why they couldn't hear his words. Jesus actually, twice in his ministry, at the beginning and at the end, he actually put together a web. He wove it together and he drove out the money changers and the money lenders. He said, "You've made my house a house of merchandise." He says that. That's the word used in the Gospel of John. But he said, "My Father's house shall be a house of prayer." And so he wasn't having a temper tantrum. He just didn't lose it. For a brief period of time, he was expressing the righteous anger and indignation of the Lord. But we'll talk about that. So it's not just a matter of, well, we have to be loving in every situation. We have to understand what God's Word tells us to do. And of course, we cannot indulge fleshly or carnal anger. We have to understand that as well. Okay, more on that later. So we are establishing that anger is a very important part of our makeup, part of our emotional nature. And, beloved, it can be channeled in positive and constructive ways to fight against evil. It can be used for a good thing, or it can be used to tear down, to destroy, and to devastate. And so, as individuals, born-again believers in Christ Jesus, if we don't control or discipline our tempers, you may not want to hear this, but we allow ourselves to become tools of the devil. You know, anger can express itself in many ways, in actions, but most frequently with words. How often have we all been guilty of that? Amen. Thank God he doesn't give up on us. He's working on all of us. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We haven't arrived yet. We won't be perfect until we see face to face the perfect one. So the Word of God gives us some very stern warnings. James 1 and 26, you're perhaps familiar with this passage. He says, "If any man among you seem to be religious," okay, seem to be religious, can say all kinds of right things, "and bridleth not his own tongue," oh, listen to this, "but deceiveth his own heart." That's a scary thing. We can be self-deceived, and when you're you don't even know it. The Holy Spirit has to draw it to your attention. All right, "if any man among you seem to be religious, bridleth not his own tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain." Oh, I didn't say that. That's what the Word says. That's a pretty heavy statement. If you do not have the ability to control your tongue, your religion, all the things you say, adhere to, believe in, it's vain. It's not real. Because if it's real, Jesus said, "He who loves me will keep my commandments." Are we perfect? Will we ever get to a place of absolute sinlessness? No, never. Not until Jesus comes and that final work of salvation, our glorification, is accomplished. not until we behold him face to face. But thank God, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. James goes on further to say in his epistle, the third chapter, verse 6, the tongue is a fire and a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. In other words, the members of our physical person, our body. And also, that's true, the body of Christ, that it defileth the whole body, not only us personally, but if it is used in negative, horrid ways in the body of Christ, it can defile others. It setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on the fire of hell. Again, James doesn't fool around. I mean, in his epistle, he's very blunt, and he tells it like it is. We may not like it, we may not want to hear it, but this is the truth of God's word. And then, of course, David, in Psalm 39:1, he said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. How important that is. Now, my time is drawing to a close, and that's one of my issues. I never run out of things to say, but I have to watch the clock. And so what we're going to be doing tomorrow as we join together, we're going to be looking at the anger of the Lord. What is it? What does the word have to say about that subject? So I hope you can be with me. If not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, the purpose of this ministry is not only to minister the uncompromised word through the internet, through this channel of radio, but it is to allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit to be able to pray. We've had a ministry of correspondence since the inception of this ministry by my late husband in 1965. So I invite you to write. I personally handle the mail. There's no staff member that does. And if you choose to share your mailing address, if you email, I will be able to send back in greater depth what God would have me share with you. However, I will confirm receipt and certainly pray. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.